Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Sierra Devi, and with me is Alana Evans. How you doing?
Hey, girl. I have missed you. I'm happy to be back.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Not only am I happy to be back, but we've got you in the chat room with us.
I know. I got my computer all set up. I'm good. I figured I'm just going to sneak up in here tonight.
Oh, my God. This is such a happy day. So, first of all, I got to tell everybody, we are back from vacation for now. But you know how the summer goes, so I'm sure we're going to take a couple of more vacations. I know for a fact that I'm going to Vegas in July for a fight. So, but, you know, we'll have a few more vacations. I know. Actually, I'm actually going to Vegas for a fight, but I'm not actually going to go to the fight because I have to admit I'm a very girly girl, and boxing makes me cry. I know
serious?
You all are laughing right now. I'm serious. It makes me cry. And I try not to, but it makes me cry. So I'll be shopping at the Betty Page store.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad. But, I got to say hi to some of our people in the chat room. And welcome back, and thank you for following us. Eddie Nunn, thank you for following us.
Yes.
So And we would definitely be taking callers tonight.
Absolutely.
I love to recap what we did last time we were on the air, but I don't remember. Oh. So we're not going to do that.
I love it.
I just don't remember. But I will tell you this. Today's topic is brought to us by something I like. Do you ever watch a show called The Real?
No, I don't think I have.
No? Okay, it comes
no.
on during the day, and it's got Lonnie Love and a few other very Tamara, Tamar, Braxton.
I have seen it before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that show because they are real and very realistic. Though I don't always agree with everything they have to say, but come on, I come from a different background anyway, so I don't expect to always agree with people.
Right, exactly.
So they were talking about people being thirsty, and this is where this topic comes from. I know, and I just recently figured out what thirsty means, so sorry. Please don't revoke my black card. But they were like, you know, I hate girls that, you know, they were talking about girls who are like side chicks or who want to be a side chick, and that comes from low self-esteem. I don't agree with that.
no.
I completely do not agree with that. And I have to say, this time I'm actually stating my opinion on this. I do not agree with that. I don't think that just because you're the girl on the side that you do that because you're from, that you have low self-esteem.
Exactly.
Because you don't really know. Yeah, you don't know the situation of that particular girl. Now, I will admit, I don't think it's a good thing. I don't agree with girls who purposely go out to seek to date married men, if that's what their purpose is. But if you find yourself in
right.
a situation and you decide to stick with it, that's a whole other thing. And I don't
Absolutely.
Think it's... Yeah.
I don't
so
think
I was,
it's
it, it got
happening.
Me really riled up.
Yeah, I can tell.
It did. You can tell. I'm like, it got me a little pissed off. I was like, if anything, I might have too much self-esteem. I have low self-esteem.
Thank you. And, you know, it just goes to show that some of these women start throwing their opinions around without having any real knowledge of the subject. You know, you
exactly.
can't talk about someone's frame of mind unless you really understand where they're coming from or you've studied them. But just to make an
mm-hmm.
assumption that side chicks have low self-esteem, are you kidding me? Because while we might be the side chick, we probably have several dudes in a line that we're the side
yes,
chick
Yes, probably
for.
Not the only one.
Exactly. It doesn't make me low esteem. That makes me a man hustler.
See, I agree with you. It makes you a man hustler. It also makes you kind of a guy. Because,
right.
you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to date around.
And those yeah. kind of women, those ladies on the show that have that opinion, you know, they're basing it on they're the main chick, which means their men
exactly.
may have side bitches. And if you're the side bitch, you're the one who's fulfilling the needs that the number one bitch
mm-hmm.
ain't. What does that say about them?
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that most of the time, okay, I've noticed this a lot in our, especially when we do this show, that most of the people who are like have the derogatory and negative things, or most of the women that do, are married. So I'm thinking
yeah.
the reason why you're putting this off on us like that is because you're upset because of the situation, or maybe because you're not in the good end of this situation.
Right.
But you actually are. You don't
exactly.
even realize that you actually are in the good end of this situation. You're the better end than I am.
Right, but I don't think a lot of women appreciate what they have, or maybe
mm-hmm.
certain things in a relationship get stale and they become just that house chick, you know, you're the housewife running all of the,
right.
like, the business stuff. We're the fun side of the relationship.
Exactly. So, okay.
We're
spoiled. So, what's so funny is I have to totally say this. So, yeah, I was the other woman, and I'm no longer the other woman. But you know what? Took my side chick to Chicago with me, so.
Oh, thank you.
In my case, a side dude. So.
Damn, I love
that. Because sometimes,
that.
You know, you got to get that little freaky freak on the side.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely have mine.
We are so bad. We're so bad.
I know, but we're honest, and I think that that's what scares most people because they're too afraid to be straight with themselves.
Mhm. But yeah, it just kind of really irritated me, and I did find that a lot of times when we talk about being, I even had some people like they're like, well, I feel like, you know, I thought of you better than that to know that you were the girl. You're the girl on the side. I'm like, look, I wasn't necessarily going out to find somebody who was married. But yes, I ended up
right.
dating someone who was married, and I ended up dating him for years. But that doesn't make me a bad person. I didn't break any rules or laws or commitments. I didn't break one commitment.
That's right.
If there's,
that's right.
Yeah, there's only one person you can really blame.
The man.
Yes, the man. I'm sorry, man, but you know what? You are... We can blame you all for a lot of things sometimes.
Yes, that's right.
But
that's how it needs to be.
It is. It does. But, you know, at the same time, though, you know, when someone has to go outside of the commitment that they made, sometimes you need to, I never said this before, sometimes you need to look at what's going on in your relationship. It may not be him and maybe you.
Oh,
so
true.
Look at things. So, I just... But we're going to get more and more into this. I don't want to get into it right now because, like, I'm telling you, this was, like, I got hot and bothered when I saw this. You know, some of those women on that panel are really low, and I was like, honey, you don't know what you're talking about. Just because you are the main chick, don't mean the side chick has got low self-esteem at all.
Exactly.
I mean, and we would totally get it.
The main chick has more self-esteem issues because she's the one who has to worry about her status in the home, really.
Exactly. I'm not worried about my status.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We know exactly who and what we are when it comes to each of those situations. So, sorry, honey, you're the one who has to worry.
Yeah, you're the one who has to worry. And we also know, and most of us know this, I just have to state this really quick. Most of us know that he's not going to leave his wife to be with me, and we don't want him to do that. Because if you're going to leave your wife to be with me, I'm worried that you're going to do this to me too. So, no, I don't want you like that.
That's right. We straight up know if a man is a cheater, he's probably going to remain a cheater, no matter how he excuses it, whether it's, you know, oh, we're just friends. And I just hang out with my old people. You know what I'm talking about.
A dog from the beginning, a dog to the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guys, you know, before we... I love, this is like, I'm sorry, I'm completely fired up tonight. And I should have wrote about this more. I didn't write this week because my brain is still on vacation, just to let you all know. My body is here, but my brain is still on vacation. Next week I'll be on point. But we will talk about this on the downloadlive.com. But in the meantime, I have a few announcements for all you indie artists and everybody else out there. And Angela is going to bring them in for us here real quick. Actually, I have it all set up, and I don't know what happened. Somebody moved my stuff. I hate it when people move my stuff. Okay, there it is. I hate it when people move my stuff. So, okay.
It was me.
Angela, it wasn't you? Okay, because I was going to have to, I do have a cat of nine tails. I was going to have to spank
him.
Uh-oh.
I need it.
And
no,
I would have enjoyed it immensely. But on that note, real quickly, we're going to go to Angela real quick, and she's going to give you some important announcements and some things that you need to know and some stuff you need to do. So just listen in real quick.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
say that I ain't never held you down. Why you act like I ain't pick you up when they let you down? Where is my turn? I don't have patience. You need to make up your mind. What's it gonna be this time, baby? Why even waste my time? Here we go. For a little, then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. So when you ask me to trust you, I'm like, yes, wait, no, I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. Oh, you were mine. Yes, wait, no, I don't know. I don't, I'm really not sure about it. I got a lot on my mind. Not playing with you this time. I do not care if you cry. It's not enough to be fine. Only baby, you need more than that for me. Nothing more precious than loyalty. And if you ain't feeling all that, then why even waste my time? Here we go. Don't for a little. Then you're on to the next one. How you gon' forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high, high. When you ask me to trust you, I lie. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So you were mine. Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever?
Hey guys, welcome back. You know, I kind of changed things up a little bit. Just kind of let you know, I changed things up just a little bit. I changed them up. Sorry. But you know what? No, actually, I'm not sorry. So, I'm just going to say, welcome to the download. I'm not sorry. I did change this up. I just wanted to, you know, I got to keep y'all on point, keep you on your toes, honey. So,
that's right.
I am feeling this today. Welcome to the Down Low. You are joining me, and I'm Sierra Devi and Alana Evans. Hey, Alana.
Hey, Boo.
Woo!
Love my
I know,
girl.
This is how I am without drinking, okay? So, I know. I did have one glass of champagne before the show started, though, but
okay.
I want to say hi to everyone out there and happy and hi to everyone in our chat room. We have a nice little chat room. We also have plenty of callers tonight, so we're definitely going to get to you all very quickly here.
Yes.
Matter of fact, just to let you all know, we are going to get, it's 11:18 right now. We're going to start taking our callers and our answers and whatever you want to do at 11:30. So, in about 11 minutes. So, you know, keep your thought in mind. And we are going to let you join in here on this conversation. So, okay, so I got to hear your point because I want to hear what you have to think. Because does this kind of anger you to think that people think that just because you're the girl on the side that you have low self-esteem?
Right. I think that that is absolutely ludicrous. It's silly to be.
And we don't
girl.
Mean the rapper.
No, right? To be the girl on the side, it involves so many other things than being that main relationship. And usually the men that we're involved with, they understand what we're giving up by being with them. It means we're not getting that 24/7 attention because, you know, they have other things that they have to do, which means they make up for that with other means. I absolutely, you know, I think the reason why these women think that
you know, we have low self-esteem is because maybe we're being mistreated, or it's a lesser person in his life to be that side piece because you're not the wife. But those women don't understand the need that we fulfill. And to be that person that they can talk to about anything, all the problems, whether it's wife-related or work-related
and
or kids-related.
It's a complete no-judgment zone.
Yes, they know that they're free with us. And I think that bond at times can be so much stronger than the person that you're married to, because this guy is with me not because we're married or because we have a piece of paper that legally binds his ass to me. It's because
exactly.
he wants to be there. So why wouldn't I feel good about myself? Because I'm the one who wants it. That's my little opinion about it, you know?
That's kind of my opinion of it. And I think a lot of you guys, well, guys, I say girls, and I really have to address this to women because I think it's really the women that come up with these stigmatisms. You're assuming that I'm only doing this because I feel like I can't get my own man. I don't feel that way. Maybe I don't really want my own man. Maybe I don't really want to be in a real relationship. And in my case, most of the time, like, there have been times when I figure, oh, yeah, he's married. But I didn't really want a real relationship. I was doing my own thing. So just having this person that can come around when I really, you know, every once in a while, and then I could go do my own thing. And I know for other people who don't understand, when you're in the entertainment business, you travel a lot. You're not around a lot.
Right.
And that is really a downer on a real relationship. So having somebody you can see every blue moon and it's fresh every single time.
Yes.
It's just a different thing. And no, I'm not looking to break up a relationship. If anything, I think you should benefit from this because now you don't have to do as many things because I'm taking up the slack.
Exactly.
That's what I like to think of it. I'm taking up the slack for you. So
that is so funny, but it's always good slack. It's the fun side of it, you know.
Right. I mean, I'm not the one who has to deal with the bills, and that's the other thing about being the girl on the side. I don't have to deal with your idiosyncrasies. Or did I say that right?
Yes.
I told you all, I'm very bad at spousing some words, but I know what I mean. I don't have to deal with that. But at the same time, I do have the benefits of being in this type of relationship. Because I don't know about you, but I've always been one. I'm like, look, you know, since you are married, you know, there's certain things you're going to have to take care of. Because this kind of relationship doesn't come free.
No, absolutely.
You know, it isn't based on love, obviously.
Right. I mean, and maybe that's what these women don't
realize.
Unless
we happen to fall in love, and then that's a whole different situation.
Then you're in trouble.
then you're in trouble because once you fall in love, then, you know, he's got to get a divorce. You know, you don't want to deal with other shit anymore. But, I mean, if you're dating someone who's married, one of the big things I've always thought is, if I found myself, like, going out with a married guy, I'm like, okay, you know what? I have a bill that you need to take care of regularly. That way we don't cross a certain line. And I don't have to call your wife. That's just me.
Right. You know, it's funny because we talk about that and the things that they take care of and the needs that they meet. And, you know, I always felt like if someone that I was seeing and I was their side piece and they were married, I don't want them to get divorced because once they get divorced, they're single. Then I don't know who they're running around.
Yeah, then I have to actually deal with you on a regular basis.
Exactly, and that changes
everything. And that's exactly
what
I don't want to do. I'm not trying to be in, like, a serious relationship with you in particular. So, we're totally talking about this. And I know some of you are out there like going, this is completely immoral, but let me tell you this. Most of life right now, we're in the 21st century, most of life is completely immoral.
Yes.
Everything you watch on TV is completely immoral. Hell.
Exactly. and
I hate to go here, but the Duggars are completely immoral right now. So.
Oh my God, I cannot. Girl, that has been on my mind all day long.
You, I know, I had this on your show, but I had to bring that up. I had to bring that up.
No, absolutely. And, you know, all the things that they say about gay people and that they're bad for children and all that. No, clearly they're bad for children. So, yes, I don't listen.
Bad for children.
Anyone else has to say.
5 years ago that you were bad for children, but you're bad for children, okay?
Yeah,
you're not,
exactly.
I mean, quite technically, you're not even allowed to be around children anymore.
Right. Right. So it's like these people that have their opinions and they cast their stones, they live in a glass house. So I don't take anyone's hypocritical attitude anymore because it's just that. You know, you can have your opinion about who I am and the things that I do, but chances are, you know, you're a lot worse or they're a lot worse. So
I've always wondered, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a girl on the side. It wouldn't, one who wasn't willing to get pregnant every time he gets into her.
Well, when you're in that kind of relationship, you don't really have to have side chicks. You just marry them into the family.
I mean, oh, my God, we are so bad.
I could just change all of it, right?
They're evil people. Okay, we're not evil. We're just all going to hell in the same handbasket.
Different kinds of hell. It's all good.
So I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room real quick. And Nathan says it's a sign of the times. That's what my mother would say too. It's a sign of the end of times.
Yes. That's funny.
Things a lot of times do depend on the woman. And sometimes it depends on the man too. Because let's not just put it all on the girl. You guys are good. I have been wooed by the best.
Absolutely.
I have wooed the best. You guys are good. So, don't always.
Totally. Some dudes straight run their pimp game on you, and you don't even see it coming until after the fact, and you're like, oh, wow, that just happened to me.
You know the best guys? Guys who run the best pimp game? Guys who go to church every Sunday.
You think so? Really?
Just
why? Should I be chasing after church then?
You know, I used to go to church in Baptist church, and he was married. And I remember one time, because I have a thing for dresses, and I remember one time I sat in the front row, and my pastor proceeded to hit on me at a couple of church functions. He was quite married, but he was always hitting on me. And he couldn't wait to baptize me.
Oh,
so
my God.
So I'm just saying, these things happen. I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
It didn't happen. You gotta watch it. Okay, you know what? I said I was going to wait until 11:30 to start accepting callers, but I'm feeling a little generous. So I'm going to take a call. Now, so we have a caller here in the 708 area code. 708-207. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Ha 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 ha. To you too.
Hey, we have you in two places. We got you in the chat room and here on our board.
Yes, it's your sick bear friend recovering now. I'm better.
I know. I heard you were sick. So you're recovering now. And, you know, we got to say hi to your girlfriend. She's listening because, you know, she likes to listen. So, hi. How are you doing? We're just Facebook friends. That's it. So, what do you have to say about this?
As I told you, that was a shock. But nevertheless. Anyway. As far as the topic is concerned, I think...
Oh, my God, did I call you out? I'm so sorry.
No. Whatever.
Okay.
On that. Till an argument ensues. But anyway, as far as low self-esteem. And first of all, church people could be some of the most, what's the word I want to use? They could be hypocritical. Churchy people, as I call them sometimes. Not a person
yes.
necessarily goes to church, but as I call them, the quote-unquote religious people, can be some of the most hypocritical people that you will ever run across. And some of the worst dirt goes on among church so-called churchy people.
Yeah.
The subject, low self-esteem. I think, and I said some of this in the chat room, I think it really depends on the person, he or she. If it's a pattern where that person is constantly getting into that type of relationship, and it's not just, you know, dealing with somebody who's in a committed relationship, it could also be the type of relationship that they get, types of relationship that they might get into, whether or not they get into abusive relationships or dealing with an older person or a younger person. Yeah, it can be self-esteem, and it really depends. You can't just say, so I guess as far as I'm agreeing with you, and I'm also agreeing with the ladies on that show, which I've watched a couple of times. It really, really, really depends. You just can't make throw a general statement like out there, which they made, you know, and say it's always like that. I think if that person always gets into relationships with Mary or persons that are in committed relationships, and that's all they get into, in other words, I just can't find anybody else, then I think it could be they're looking for something from that person that maybe because he or she's got another person, a significant other, but yet they still find me attractive enough to be with me, and that can be an ego boost sometimes. I think for a person.
I agree. It can be an ego boost. And I have to agree, there was one thing they did say that I have to agree with, that some people go, well, you know, it's kind of a challenge to go, okay, well, if she's evidently got a good thing because he married her, let me try to get him myself, which I think is just erroneous. I mean,
right.
Do you want a man to cheat on his wife? No.
Exactly. Yeah. No woman wants to follow through on that.
Well,
no,
you know, there's
no,
an
I
old,
don't want
to. There's an old saying, or not even a saying, but I think it's true actually. If you took the person, or if you cheated on somebody to get that person, don't you think if he cheated on her or she cheated on him, the same thing's probably going to happen to you. It could happen to you.
Yeah. I'm not saying that everyone is that way. There are exceptions to the rule. But general, if you're going to be that person, you have to realize that this person is someone who's, I mean, because people cheat for a whole lot of different reasons, so you have to really understand why they're cheating, first of all. And if he's just a serial cheater, that's not the guy you want to be with. You're just having fun with him.
You know, so
exactly. Nobody,
you just really have to be careful when you get into dealing in that type of relationship, because if it happens to them, it can happen to you. You know, as
mm-hmm.
far as you taking them from somebody else, and somebody else could come along and take them from you.
Exactly.
That's why we say the side chick, and we don't try to make it into a legit relationship.
Yes, you do.
I think some do. I mean, you know, there's, you know, on both sides, men and women. I think some do. You know, it really depends. You know, I want, you know, like you said at first, Sierra, I think it really depends. Medication is wearing off. I think it really depends on if, I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks. So this is real medication.
Wow.
I think if your take, like you said, and also, man, if you're getting into it thinking you're going to take him and she's going to be mine now, and it's going to be us forever, and you go into it like that, I think you can't wind up getting your feelings hurt, even if that person leaves who they are with to be with you.
That's pretty interesting.
It is interesting, and you have to understand that. I think most married women are thinking that this woman is really out to get their man. No, we just want to rent him for the day. Same thing. But I'm not saying that, you know, and we can't generalize everything, because sometimes the side chick ends up becoming the main chick later. Sometimes
right.
It does turn into a real relationship, but that rarely, rarely happens.
I mean, look at Brad and Angelina.
Oh, my God, yes, classic side chick. And, you know, speaking of that, Elizabeth Taylor, she did the same thing.
All her side men.
I mean, it does happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
Honey, thank you so much for calling in. And it's so nice to hear from you. It's been so long since we talked to you.
Yes.
Thanks.
I hope you get better. I know you've been sick, so I hope you get better.
I'm getting better.
Keep taking those antibiotics.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
Okay, so we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, so we have, let's see, we have one other person. See, I'm getting back on, this is so terrible. I have been off of the air for so long that I can't remember what button to push right now.
Nice.
I know, I'm terrible. I'm so terrible. Let me make sure I get this right. We have one other person here. Actually, we have a few, but we're going to get to our next person here. Because my plan tonight is to get to absolutely everybody who calls into our show. So just to let you know, if you want to call in and join the conversation, the number is 646-595-4038. Or you can just join in the chat room, because I'm on the chat room too. So our next caller is from 708-560. Are you there?
Hello. Hey, I'm here.
Hello, how are you doing,
Hey, I'm doing good, surviving. Saying hello, Sierra.
I'm pretty sure I know this voice, but I want you to tell everybody who you are.
This is A from Chicago, Adrian.
By the way, you want me?
Hey, how you doing?
I want that Star Trek T-shirt, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
You know, I knew I'm a total Trekkie, so.
That's partially why I picked it up.
Really? I mean, if anyone doesn't know, okay, Adrian posted this thing on my timeline on Twitter, and it was wreck yourself before you wreck yourself, and it had Vulcan doing, if I can do the fingers, there we go. Very Vulcan. I'm on Periscope too, by the way, guys. But it was so freaking cool. And I'm like, I got to have that shirt. And you've gone to one thing that I've never gone to and I've always wanted to go to, which is Comic Con. So.
Nice.
Yeah. It was cool, crowded, and almost like, man, I'm getting too old to keep up with these young folks now. Because they're crowding up these conventions like crazy.
Okay. Next time, the first time I get to go, I think now I'm going as Wonder Woman. So,
nice.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
I'm so silly. Okay, I gotta get your opinion on this. What do you think?
I don't think side chicks have a really low self-esteem. Maybe it's by person to person. Those that go after married people exclusively, maybe that's a case of like they just want to have something to prove or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Like, I can do this. But those that, you know, they end up with a side chick, being the side chick or the side dude or whatever, like I'm doing my own thing. They're confident in themselves,
but
they're not really committed. I think maybe that's like, I'm comfortable with myself that, hey, I'm just here to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of company or whatnot. And if it doesn't work out, boom, no sweat off my back.
I have to agree with you. It's just no sweat off your back, because if it doesn't work out, I mean, it's not as devastating as when you're like in a serious relationship with someone and then they break up with you, is when you're in a relationship with someone you know has already got somebody else and you're just like, okay, well, it was going to eventually end anyway. This can't go on forever.
I think sometimes you have to be really emotionally and mentally strong to be comfortable with that thing, because some people get emotionally tied with one person and it's not easy to break off. But one of the things, like, if you have a low self-esteem, you're not confident within your own self. Like, hey, if this doesn't work out, boom, I'm out. Not to trip or anything or end up stalking somebody or whatever. But like a person that has to be really, really strong-willed. I think probably strong-willed to like, hey, I could do this and be out like that. It was just for fun. No real harm. Hey, this is how it is. It is what it is.
It was all about that sex.
Yeah, so, they could just walk away, say, hey, this ain't working out. Peace out.
You're either emotionally strong or you're as cold as ice.
That's another factor. There are some sociopaths out there that could say, hey, I could do it because I can, and I don't feel sorry about it.
Exactly. I think I lean towards that side. That's terrible.
Ouch.
But I think I lean towards that side, too. I'm really good at not being emotional about things.
Yes, I could turn it off, you know, and that usually involves deleting a telephone number, blocking you on Facebook. I just pretend you don't exist anymore, and that's not too difficult. I know, I'm messed up. It's really because I probably can't deal with it, so I just cut it all off so that it's just gone. And then I have no way to reach out. They're just gone.
I actually agree with you. When I'm done with something, when I'm done with someone, I literally, block you out of my phone. I block you out of my list.
Yes.
And most of the time, we probably don't hang with the same people, so I'm never going to see you again. So once I block you, we are done. And I don't hate you. I just don't need you in my life.
No, totally. I gave you that opportunity. You either messed it up in some sort of fashion, so peace, I'm out. No feelings hurt, no crying.
No, then probably something better came along, so, you know.
Exactly, something better came along. Adrian, thank you so much for calling in. And we love it when you call, so make sure you always call. I know, I'm kind of giving you an order, right?
Always.
I have to always. Okay, we do love it when you call, though. But we're gonna take another caller. Love you, baby.
All right, take care.
We're gonna take another caller. Okay, let me figure out these buttons here, and we have another caller. Let me see, 34. Did we do this already? 347-409. Did we already answer your call?
No. Hi. How are you?
Well, how
we
you
didn't.
Doing?
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm on now. Yeah, you're on your life. No, I appreciate that. Listen, I was listening to the whole dialogue and conversation. You know what I'm saying? And thank you.
I'm sorry, we're having a hard time understanding you. Or are you like in a vacuum or something? I have an echo here.
Hold on. I have my headphones on.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Now we got the sexy voice.
Oh, thank you.
Well, for everybody listening, what's your name? Hi. What's your name, honey?
Chris.
Chris.
I'm actually a friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually a friend to the station. Me and this is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Very, very cool. Okay, so what do you think about our topic?
Actually, I think a lot about it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the whole situation, when we're talking about side chick, we're not talking about polygamous relationships, we're talking about side chick. All right, the reason why everybody's going to get into this dilemma as far as, well, first thing is this. I got to address that there's an impulse morality. Whenever we talk about anything socially, it's not cool for everybody to have an imposed morality, for everyone to think, yo, listen, this is right, and anything else that deviates from that, everybody else wants to be wrong. That's never cool. It's just oppressive. You know what I mean? Everyone
mm-hmm.
should be free to be able to live their life. The more freedom we have to be able to express ourselves, the more we're able to be ourselves.
I agree.
And the more we're
yeah.
able to function in this world naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, let me say this, though. If you're going to
okay.
make sure that we're going to address this, I'm going to have to talk real shit. When it comes to real shit is this. All right, the whole concept of the side chick, all right, if it's me, Sierra, and all right, if I'm with Alana, you know what I'm saying? Me and Sierra, we
mm-hmm.
both got to know that we're doing some shit that we're not supposed to be doing, because this is the whole point, is we're doing something that we have to hide. There's more people today
yeah.
in this world that's saying, yo, listen, I'm dating or I'm talking to, I'm married to, and they're talking that to their friends and their family, then there are people saying, oh, listen, I'm the side chick or I'm the side dude, too. There are more people saying that than there are saying that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, check this out. Sierra, did you get the song
mm-hmm.
that I sent you?
I did see it, but I didn't have a chance to actually. Yes, no, no. We were talking earlier today on my Twitter page. I
yeah.
did get the song that you sent me, but I didn't have a chance to listen to it because I was getting ready for the show, so I was going to listen to it afterwards.
Yeah, cool. It was an interesting conversation, but listen, check this out. Now, listen, funny thing is this, though. Here's a real example. The whole point right now is what really
mm-hmm.
makes this thing that nobody actually haven't addressed yet, what really makes this thing, well, it all can be cool until somebody gets caught. Nobody wants to
yes.
be the person
yes.
who actually gets caught
yes.
cheating, and nobody wants to be the person who gets caught cheating on. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? That's, no, like that's really going to be the situation that changes things. Because, yes, being the
mm-hmm.
side chick or side person, whatever, is cool. And I, like, you know, I believe in equality. My thing is it's going to apply to, I'm speaking in terms of anyone. Side chick, side dude, if you're gay, you're straight. If you're the person and you're doing something outside of somebody else's relationship, listen, we can
mm-hmm.
enjoy this, we can understand this as adults, but listen, we know that we are doing something wrong. When it comes to self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
well, you know that you can hurt somebody like this.
See, I think the problem
yeah.
is down today, and this is and going along with what you're saying, that people feel the need to broadcast everything they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it to your damn self. That's the whole point. You
mm-hmm.
don't need to tell your friends, your family, your best friend. Keep it to yourself. You don't need to post it on Twitter. You don't need to post it on Facebook.
All right. I brought up an example right now. I asked Sarah if she actually seen the song. If you see the song, it's a link. And in the link, you'll see three people in the photo. One, of course, is myself, and it's two other people that are on
mm-hmm.
the song. Now, funny thing about the people that are in the photo, the other two that are in the song, they're a couple, as a matter of fact. You know what I mean? That's my boy,
mm-hmm.
Vulnerable, and my homegirl, who actually is, like, I found out she's a distant cousin of my Amishas. Now, here's
mm-hmm.
the thing. They have children together, two. No,
mm-hmm.
fresh that, three. They just had a baby, but they just broke up. And do you know why they just broke up? One of them caught the other cheating.
Oh. Okay.
And it's been going on for a long time. And, hey, oh, and it actually, in this real-life situation, the side person was somebody that
mm-hmm.
someone actually knew.
See, that's when it gets shocking,
that's
when you actually knew the person. They were in your face every day. Move.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's dirty. See, I will never, ever, 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 and I have never hooked up with any of my chicks. Dude,
I agree.
You don't cross that line. You go outside.
You don't cross that line. I do not know this person. I don't even know their. You do not cross that line. You should not even know
yes.
her face or his face.
Exactly.
You shouldn't even know
mm-hmm.
it. You should. Yeah,
right.
That's a line that once you cross that line, then that makes you kind of a hoe. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because you're
yeah,
still
no.
going to smile in my face and me fucking my man behind my back. That's fucked up.
And at that point, you're cheating for another reason. It isn't just because you have
yeah.
a connection with somebody and you're getting down. You've got some problems where you'll totally willingly
yeah.
stab your friend in the back. That's different. That's so
and even
wrong.
We're not even, I'm not even just saying friend, even an acquaintance. Even if I just knew you, that I'm done. I should not know you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
At all.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's some
this,
fucked up
though.
Shit.
Actually, what happened is it was, since I'm talking about the situation, it was actually her. She was the one that got caught. A mutual got caught. You know what I'm saying? And the dude was somebody, even I knew the dude before. You know what I'm saying? I met the
that's
dude a little while. He used to stay next door to them, as a matter of fact. He doesn't stay there anymore.
Oh, my my God,
you
really? Next door? We look, and we live in some. This is you're in New York. Come on, it's a New York area.
You don't have to fuck
with the guy next door.
Crazy. That's when people
get shot.
that's
how people get shot.
Yeah, that almost happens.
As a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not surprised. I've been trying to do the same damn thing.
That's crazy.
Now, when it comes to this guy though, this dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, I actually like me and that dude, like you know, we do this together. We pretty tight, you know what I'm saying? Me and this dude. When it comes to the other dude, you know what I mean? As far as his state of mind and his state of self esteem, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I would have to question this because you know what I mean. First of all, regardless if you mixing around in this, because it's like this, my boy, he doesn't know what's going on. If he's telling you truth and giving you everything and some stuff like that, and the other
mm-hmm.
person is like, regardless, even if this isn't the dude next door, even if this is somebody on this one time when you went out of town, if he's telling you everything. And I'm trying to trust you in all of this, but regardless, you're still stepping out on me. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? It's like that. And then the person that you're stepping out on me with, they don't want to be with you. All right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You probably got this situation how, oh, look, I'm having fun, or I don't want to be locked down, I don't want to be tied down. They don't want to just deal with you when you're single and we just mess around. They want to mess around when you're dealing with somebody else who
right.
doesn't know about it, which is
that's
the situation.
Right.
And I'm okay with it. If I'm okay with what the consequences could be, you know what I'm saying, with that.
Which of the consequences weren't on him, they were more on her than they were on him, because she's the one who's got to deal with what happens afterwards. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of a fucked up thing. That says to me that he actually doesn't even care about her personally, because you're willing to let her go down in these consequences. And if you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to go ahead and take up the slack after things go down and be like, look, I'm willing to take care of you and your baby and everything else, that's different. But that's different when you knew the situation, you're still dealing with it.
Your baby's not even a year old yet, the last one.
See, that's kind of fucked up. I hate to say it, but I don't agree. That's fucked up.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let me be real about this. This is my show, so I can be real, but that's fucked up.
Well,
so,
I mean, thank you for letting me contribute. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, even with this.
Even with
it not being that extreme situation, the part is, whatever it was, when somebody gets caught, that's the dynamic that get explored and, like, that adds a real sentiment. You got to think about this. Like, whoever gets caught, there's always going to be a fucked up situation. And then you got to ask.
It's going to be a fucked up situation. You're right.
And then you're going to have to ask, if you're the person that you was getting cheated on, you would have to turn to the person you were stepping out on. Like, yo, listen, you knew about this shit? What the fuck
mm-hmm.
kind of person is this? So if
you
want to ask
about
that person, if we're really asking, if we're really making this decision to say whether or not this person's self-esteem is 100% intact or intact as we think that it should be. We're going to go and put ourselves in all positions and be that person that we're getting cheated on and go, yo, look, you
mm-hmm.
stepped out and you knew this. What kind of man
yep.
is you, or what kind of woman is you?
Yeah.
And you
that's
didn't get somebody when
that.
you couldn't fuck with somebody that was just with you and they didn't have nobody and y'all could fuck into whatever y'all want where you didn't have to hide it. You know what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree.
Well, that's
honey, thank you so much for calling in. And we've got like about 5 minutes left in our airtime. I'm so glad you called in. You know you got to call in more often now, right?
Yes.
We're looking for
shit.
You.
Listen,
thank you so much
love.
For calling in, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Yes.
You know, it's so nice to hear like a real conversation like that. And people, that is a totally different situation, and I have to admit, I remember the first time I was married, and I kind of, like, completely fucked up. I had a guy jumping out the damn window as my husband
aww.
Was walking in the door. That's how bad. It just reminded me of that. But that was something I realized later that I would never, ever do to another guy ever again because that was fucked up.
Wow.
You don't do those kind of things. Yeah, he knew the guy, too, and he saw him going out the window. It was so crazy. You know, we're going to take one more last
that's
call. I know
crazy.
We're really late in our show today, but we're going to run a little bit over. But we're going to take this call because, you know what? I just really want everybody to weigh in on this conversation. So we have a caller from the 479 area code, 463. Are you there?
Hello, darling. It's John. How are you doing?
Hi, John. How are you?
And I also hear Miss Alana over there in the background. Hello, dear. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah.
I just had to call in, buzz in, show my support to each of you two lovely ladies during your program.
Thank you so
much. My mind on allergy and sinus meds at the moment.
You too? Because I'm totally, look, I'm totally hopped up on Zyrtec right now. I'm completely hopped up on Zyrtec.
That is funny.
I can't get off for nothing.
I love it.
I've got zero energy at this point.
That's awesome.
So tell me, okay, what do you think about our subject tonight? What do you think? Do you think that just because a girl is a girl on the side that she has low self-esteem?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, you know, she's comfortable in her role of what she is, so obviously I don't think she has low self-esteem, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, I mean, I myself, you know, couldn't be the one that would ever do the whole creep around thing. Now, I could do the whole deal with the lifestyle deal of, you know, mutual understanding among both partners. I can handle that fine. That doesn't
mm-hmm.
bother me. If she wants to go out and do something and have some extra fun and I'm boring to her at some point, hey, by all means, go have yourself some fun. I'm not going to get mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Exactly. Like if your crush is off in Puerto Rico and he's got a couple lesbians that are going to offer up a three-way, more power to him, right?
I'm not even going to lie. There are times I wish there was another woman to take care of my man so I can go to sleep.
Send him up.
I would not be. Look, I'm like this. I have the house, so if you want to go do that, just make sure you pay all the bills.
I love that. That's beautiful. That's my mindset. I was like, here, you go play with this person, and I'm gonna go take a nap.
Mm-hmm. A nap.
Outstanding.
I'm saying, as long as I can live in the way I've become accustomed, you can do whatever the hell you want. Just don't bring anything home.
No. Not
that. Yeah. Oh my God, I feel like an evil woman.
A couple of good meals now and then. Hey, I'll let you do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So funny. I read right between the lines with a statement like that.
I've always felt this way, but I'm like, look, as long as you keep me in the way I've grown accustomed, you can do whatever you want and don't bring anything home and no babies. No babies,
yeah,
no diseases.
Exactly.
Because then I will sue your ass.
I don't have to worry about that.
With divorce
that.
And I will take everything. Other than that, keep me in the way I've become accustomed. And don't have that bitch call my house and don't do anything in my bed. Sorry,
exactly.
I didn't mean to call her a bitch.
Exactly.
Don't have the wench call my house. She better not ever call my house. I don't want to know anything about her. And you better never bring her to my house because this is my domain.
Yeah, that's right.
I agree 100% with that logic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have a spare bedroom for all those kinds of activities.
Well, I did my threesomes. I used to do threesomes a long time ago with my boyfriend at the time, and I've learned I'm over that now, so that won't happen
really?
Anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Girls would always fall in love with my boyfriend. I'm just like, I'd have to scare them off and stuff, and so I'm over that now.
I get that.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
I make sure.
They didn't know how to leave.
I'm always good. I'm not interested.
Toys. They have to understand they're just there to get freaky.
Yeah, you don't realize, you know what, after we're done, you have to go home. You can't spend the night here.
Yeah.
You don't get to sleep here. And we didn't even give you our real names, so. That's why it's always best done overseas or on vacation, not at your house.
That's awesome.
Hey, guys, oh, my gosh. This has been so much fun. It's nice to know that everyone, I love everyone's opinion. And, by the way, thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem. I love to support each of you girls that do the Dollhouse Radio thing. And when I'm able to, and somewhat of a cognitive nature, as I'm half fading in and out right now on my medicine. So I may go black in a few minutes.
Well, we'd love having you here. And, you know, we got God, our allotment is up. We have to let it go.
Yeah.
So we're going to, I can't believe it. An hour goes by so fast. So thank you for calling us today. But I will have to say really quickly, because I know this is going to go into recording here real quick. Alana, where can we find you? Because we can find you everywhere, honey.
Yes. My new website is up. Yay.
Is it up and going?
It is
up. I can't wait to check it out.
It's been up all week. I've been posting stories. I'm going to be posting some videos this weekend. I'm really happy. I love you for that. It's PWNED by Girls. So that's Pwned by Girls. And you can follow me on Twitter at Alana Evans XXX.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Sierra Devi, D-E-V-I, S-I-E-R-A-D-E-V-I, just to let you know. I know it sounds Debbie, but I call it Devi. So, because I think it's divine. You can also follow me, and you can ask for advice on relationships at thedownloadlive.com. I am almost always there. You can find me there. And periodically, you can call me, you can see me on Periscope, because I'm on Periscope quite often live. And you can join into my conversations on Periscope. And it's also at Sierra Devi, which is part of Twitter, too. And I do all the other social media stuff, too. So just go Sierra Devi and look for me. Because I am everywhere. Just when you think I'm not there, I'm there.
Yes.
On that note, everyone, can't wait for you to join us again. And by the way, all you indie artists, you heard the announcement. I hope you join us, because we really want to play your music with us tonight. So for everyone, join us here back here on DollhouseRadio.com. And we're going to check off this list. Whoopee-hoo! I know. That is my new end call. Woo-hoo!
Love it.
Love you guys, and we will see you next week, Friday night, 11 p.m. here on Dollhouse Radio. And can't wait to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
My mother smiles over red wine that she drinks out of a measuring glass. She says she doesn't deprive herself, but I've learned to find nuance in every movement of her fork. In every crinkle in her brow as she offers me the uneaten pieces on her plate, I've realized she only eats dinner when I suggest it. I wonder what she does when I'm not there to do so. Maybe this is why my house feels bigger each time I return. As she shrinks, the space around her seems increasingly vast. She wanes while my father waxes. His stomach has grown round with wine, late nights, oysters, poetry, a new girlfriend who was overweight as a teenager, but my dad reports now she's crazy about fruit. It was the same with his parents. As my grandmother became frail and angular, her husband swelled to red, round cheeks, rotund stomach, and I wonder if my lineage is one of women shrinking, making space for the entrance of men into their lives, not knowing how to fill it back up once they leave. I have been taught accommodation. My brother never thinks before he speaks. I have been taught to filter. How can anyone have a relationship to food? He asks, laughing, as I eat the black bean soup I chose for its lack of carbs. I want to say we come from different Jonas. You have been taught to grow out. I have been taught to grow in. You learn from our father how to commit, how to produce, to roll each thought off your tongue with confidence. You used to lose your voice every other week from shouting so much. I learned to absorb.
If life is a bitch, then I'm tapping their ass. I don't let them hoes, I just love my cash. Kicking heads with mints and a greater to ratchet. Where the sisterhood that all really lynched in the strip club, they fighting over fucking Washington. Money back when G-string, Papa E or Molly, Alana White, a bag of weed, high as fuck, getting money, face, town, ass up, keep them bands popping. Liquor and a weed, just keep them silence dropping. If you ain't throwing money, then no window shopping. Money talk, bullshit walk, cook it like a crib. Gang bang is written, our money ain't banging shit.
Window shop, fun.